This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Egypt's government and religious leaders have condemned an attack outside a Coptic church in Cairo on Sunday that killed four people, including an eight-year-old girl. It was the latest in a series of attacks targeting the country's Coptic Christian minority, following the oust of the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in July. Michael Murnier is an Egyptian Copt and democracy activist, and he told me that providing more armed guards to protect Christian churches is only part of the answer to prevent further attacks.
That needs to happen. However, they've always had police guards that had no weapons on them, or the weapons on them did not work, or the weapons did not have ammunition, or the guards themselves are untrained to stop attacks. This is not the big issue that will stop these. What will stop these is a heavy hand of security forces arresting people that perpetrate these acts of violence. I mean, Christians are not just facing burning churches and killing. I mean, kidnapping is becoming a daily thing in the life of Christians here, and it's reminding us of what happened in Iraq to Christians. People are being kidnapped daily for ransom, let go and kidnapped again. It's ridiculous. And Egypt is a country that is very controlled by security apparatus, and they know exactly who perpetrate these acts of violence. But we're not seeing that vigorous effort on part of the police to go after those that attack churches or Christians. I mean, they are going after them when they attack police and military forces.
And what about the mood among Egypt's Copts when you talk to them? Are people frightened? Are people considering leaving the country?
Well, I mean, people not considering leaving as much as they did during the previous Muslim Brotherhood, the Mohamed Morsi regime. However, people are frightened and people are scared, and people are noticing that they are the only sect of the Egyptian population that are paying the price for what the military did to the Brotherhood. And we still support to an extent the military effort, but the military has to do two things. They have to prove to us that in the new constitution they want an inclusive state that has rights for everybody, and we see that that's not happening today. And the military has to provide protection to Christians and their churches and their homes and their property, because that is still not happening today.